you hope to accomplish?
What I hope to accomplish is to familiarize those who are voting on this bill with what they're actually voting on. So when we talk about a feature of a firearm, they can actually look and see what it actually does and how it has an actual function, and that it is nothing to do with making the firearm more powerful or more dangerous. It simply makes it more efficient and a better tool that when people use it, it's safer. And on the piece that I put up, it shows that where I put my right hand and I'm able to stabilize the firearm, that they want to say makes it somehow a assault weapon. When you have a stock that pulls out, it's simply in and out, so a woman with a shorter reach can push it in and use the same firearm, then her husband can pull it out, has a longer reach, and use that. That doesn't make it an assault weapon. Why are these cosmetic features being used to turn otherwise perfectly safe firearms into something nefarious and made to be assault weapons? And so I think the legislators getting out there have never had any experience, have an opportunity to actually know what they're voting on. And I credit them for having the courage to come out and say, we're going to take a look at this and see what it is we're voting on and get educated.
What are the chances you change some minds?
I know we changed some minds. I heard people looking at these and saying, we're regulating that? Why? And when you see somebody look at something and say, why are we doing that, you've changed some minds.
So they might agree to vote to either change the bill or, as you might hope, vote against the bill?
Well, I saw Kurt Anderson on the news this morning, and Kurt was sitting there talking about it, and he said, you know what, we're not having our people, not one single person was killed with an assault weapon last year, not one in Maryland. There were three rifles used, and none of them were assault rifles. And so Kurt Anderson said, the people dying in Baltimore City are dying from the handguns and people who shouldn't have them. They're criminals, and there are people who have mental problems getting a hold of these. And so that's the people that you need to keep the firearms away from.
Thank you, sir, for sure.